Traveling with pets is an increasingly common affair. The travel industry has been quick to cash in on this trend. Many hotels now offer packages with pet beds and special room service menus for four-legged companions. But many pet owners still have concerns about hitting the road, or to be more specific, the sky. More than 2 million pets and other live animals are transported by air every year in the United States, and though rare, incidents involving the loss, injury, or death of animals do happen. During June, July, and August of last year, 12 animals, mostly dogs, died. 3 were injured, and 4 were lost during air travel. For tips on traveling with your dog, I talked with Cesar Millan, a dog behaviorist and best-selling author, better known as National Geographic Channel's Dog Whisperer. I asked him if he had any advice for people who can't take their pets cross-country by car. This is his answer. It's easier to fly with small dogs because they're next to us, right there under the seat, as they request on the airline. They're going to feel the altitude, and I'm going to be right there to calm them down, just to make them feel relaxed. But until I get my own private plane, my large dogs will not fly, because the baggage area where the airlines put the large dogs are not very controlled. Airlines have to be able to make sure the temperature's ideal, and ideally a human can be there just to provide some kind of comfort to dogs. I hope the airlines will get smart about it and learn that it's good business. Once you arrive at your destination, make sure you take your dog for a long walk before you go inside the hotel. This will give a dog a better understanding of where they are and that the same rules and boundaries that you might have had in LA exist in Florida. That will make him feel so comfortable, so at home, and enjoy his new adventure.